Party girls, boys, and everything in between. Welcome back to another episode of Antics with Ash. And today I have my fave couple and content creator extraordinaires, Max and Andrew.
Yay! It's an honor to be.
I'm so excited to finally pin you the blood clot down and get you on this pod. Can I just say, trying to get Max on this pod, right? And also, I get it, because this anybody who ever asks me to go on their pod, they'll ask me and I reply a month later going, how sorry, just
feeling. Yeah, yeah, no, that's me every day.
So this is exactly me, but we're here.
We're so excited to be here.
I'm really happy to have you here. How have you been?
Awful.
We're on the show. I was going to say, we've been good, but maybe not.
So, that's out. Do you mind?
Oh, who cares? Does it look hell?
I don't.
Nah.
I don't give a rass.
Nah. That's
all right. It's real.
Yeah. It's raw. Real and raw.
Speaking of raw, how's your love life?
Oh, don't.
Derelict.
So, no, do you know what? It's actually quite fun. I did a solo pod last week where I spoke about it.
How much did you go into?
I went into it.
Are you still speaking to that same guy?
The same one.
That ended.
Oh, did that end?
He who Voldemort shall not be named. Okay. Yeah, that ended. It needed to end.
Did you end?
Yeah.
Or was it a meant to end?
Well, I ended it. I ended it really badly. I just basically disappeared.
A woman after my own heart. That's the ghost
I
to everyone
said,
in the
Harry park. Houdini. I just, do you know what? It was very much, I did the cliche New Year, New Me thing. Yeah. I just said, I can't keep going on it. Do you know what? Everything about him was so gorgeous. And because I had such dicky men for ages, he just loved me. And I was like, that'll do it. Yeah. I was like, that'll do.
You are nice to keep around.
Then I realised, that's not going to do it because I need to feel the same.
Yeah. It's got to be a two-way street.
Yeah. Mama.
That always helps. Yeah.
So I just thought, no, I need to just be single, focused, stop being a rass clart. Mm-hmm. And I'm packing my dating bag now, which is exciting.
Yeah?
What does that mean?
I was interested like back going on dates.
Ah, right, okay.
Not the translation.
Yeah. Can you translate that to gay? Are you on Grindr?
I knew the homophobia would start from the get-go. She wastes no time.
You're getting booked.
She's got two gay mates. She's like, I can say.
That's me.
Oh, that's not, no. So,
That's good.
I'm having fun with it.
Oh, good.
Do you know what I actually don't know about you two?
What? Who's the top? Who's the bottom?
I have my suspicions.
Miss Mama.
I don't know how you met.
We met. Well, it's so weird.
And when did you meet? I want like the full background because I don't know this.
It's weird because literally like 3 years almost to the day, like give or take like 2 weeks.
Really?
January 2021.
He's a bit obsessed.
Stop it.
I've come with the date. Let me get my binder.
Not you. Receipts. Timeline.
Screenshot. We met on Hinge. And it was during, so it was 2021, was it?
Was that COVID?
So it was still COVID.
Yeah, still
COVID. So if you remember, because you've lived in London for ages, haven't you? So do you remember the Christmas lockdown where Boris Johnson was suddenly like, right, everyone, we've got tiers 1, 2, and 3. London's in tier 5.
Yes, yes.
Like, you cannot leave.
Yes, like, yes, yes. Yeah. London's in Armageddon. Literally. Like, good luck.
Leave.
No. Yeah.
And it was something ridiculous, like the 22nd of December. And I was in Westfields shopping, because I lived in London.
Oh my God,
because
we had Christmas in it.
I was an intern. I just started an internship at L'Oreal, weirdly. I'm sure they would like to publicly distance themselves from me.
But <9 to 5. laughs>
Very that.
And I then had to go home because of the lockdown, because he was like, right, you either have to stay in London over Christmas, and I lived in a flat share with strangers. My sister is also in London. Ooh. But we're like, right, before it comes into place, let's drive up north.
Yes.
Let's get there. So then spent Christmas with my family. However, the lockdown lasted, like that particular one lasted longer than
that one just kept
horrible.
Going. So, oh my God, yes.
Exactly. So I was like up north with nothing to do. Had Hinge, set it to London.
You.
Autobiography.
Yeah, it was you.
Up north, nothing
to do. So romantic as well.
Yeah.
Up north, it fuck all to do.
I'll do it. Wants to talk to me, fine, I'll entertain it for 5 minutes.
That's
we'll see where it goes.
Yeah. Seems interested, let me say.
It's Greek, fuck.
No, so Andrew is obviously, he's from London.
Born and bred.
So I set my Hinge to being in London, even though I wasn't, because
it was catfishing me, but
I knew that
said,
I wanted.
It was Parsons Green, which is like
I said
a
it
nice
to a posh
to
area. Oh, yeah,
good. Yeah.
I'm trying to so find myself going, a prince, and I got myself a frog.
I know. Hang on a minute. Oh, were you? That's a genius idea.
Yes.
Oh, and why am I not doing
Listen,
that?
Listen, RuPaul says that if you want to be successful, wear a suit. And I say if you want to find a rich man, set your location on Hinge.
Set it to Hampstead Heath.
I'm not being stupid.
Honestly. Yeah. Like, it's so true.
It's so true. So
that makes so
I'm
much
talking,
sense.
You didn't get
thinking,
a successful rich man. You got
no,
money,
I didn't.
Sorry, we'll set for that.
Oh, baby, yeah, but you are.
So we matched. And the funniest thing is, Andrew's pictures on his Hinge, like you can see him, he's a gorgeous guy.
He's gorgeous.
His pictures on his Hinge just weren't giving what he actually is giving.
Right.
I did look different. I look back now, I look different in every single photo.
It was
kind of gave,
like, do you know when you look at someone, they do look different in everyone, so it's like, what do you actually look like?
Yes.
I had one
I
with silver hair, had one with my long hair, because it was lockdown, so my hair had grown out quite long. I had one with my brown hair, had like a reddy hair.
One with
I was like a different
but Andrew,
personality.
But not a game of guess who. Why are you
exactly.
I don't know. I was like, let me show my versatility. I was like, let me show all sides of, all facets of my personality.
Yeah.
But if anything, he was like, ooh, what does he actually look like?
Yeah, but I was like confused, but then he liked, I had a meme of the ballet day, obviously, on my profile, and he liked that, as opposed to like liking anything else. So
you were like, okay, he likes the
panties. He had his topless ones, he had his little, like, little panties on.
Yeah.
Panties,
what? Panties. His little panties. His little G-string. His Christmas panties.
You had your little, like, tight Calvin Klein's on, like, posing
I was in my whore era.
When you post pictures of your,
he was a slut. Like,
Max gym era.
Magic Mike.
Cock out. I'm like, well, hang on a minute.
Yeah, who
it's
is this?
Family on your Instagram as well. It's like posting grid posts with your little tiny tighty whities.
Grandma's like, oh, Max, your cock's looking a bit smaller.
Sure, that's not for your granddad.
Yeah, no.
Like, honestly, I don't know
that's
who I
so
used to be.
That's so funny because I just can't imagine
I'm not,
you being
I was
that
the opposite.
Now.
The thing is, I was
what
trying
is it now?
To.
Go on.
Say it with your chest.
Next question. See ya. No, it's just, I feel like you're so reserved.
I was like, oh, I would never. And I think I like was trying to portray that. And then when people met me, they would realise that was insane. And I kind of liked that.
No, you were a hoe. Say it with your chest.
Oh, yeah,
you
no. Were, but I was trying,
oh,
yeah,
so
but
you,
I
was, that was your hoe era.
Oh, yeah, defo.
Thoughting about.
Yeah. But not obviously like whilst I was up
no, not
with
in,
lockdown
not
with
in
my
lockdown.
Family.
Yeah.
It was all well, wild, baby.
Yeah, yeah, mama. Yeah, in it. No cancellations here.
Old guidelines were adhered to.
Yes.
No, and then we spoke for over a month on like Hinge. And I
every day just like no, we hadn't called, no call, no FaceTime.
I had like
nothing.
Oh, I've not got the energy.
No, we were doing voice notes at one point. Do you want to tell her about the voice notes?
Oh my god!
Please tell me about the voice notes.
I had like I'm very weird when I like match people on dating apps and stuff. I need to meet them within a week, like in person.
I'm like that.
I get the I don't want to FaceTime
me too, usually,
especially in COVID. I was so fatigued by like the whole like were you saying something? Oh, you saw on Zoom.
Yeah,
and everything. Makes me sick. Like I need to meet you in person.
Yeah.
So I knew that I liked him just like off our initial conversation.
Right.
So
right,
I was
right.
Like, I know eventually I'm going to come back to London. Like he's defo boyfriend material. I don't want to get the ick for him. So I do not want to FaceTime you.
And I felt the same. I felt I was like it was too long a time because I knew it would be so long.
Yeah, but also
other, so
I find you've built up so much. Like expectation by this point because
it was a lot.
I was so nervous. My friend had to walk me to my date. Can you imagine? I got escorted by my friend and I was shaking beforehand because it was like I really liked him, but I just didn't know. I was like, there's so much riding on this because what's the point of talking for this long to get there?
And then you're like, if I get there and I literally...
He's not funny in person or whatever.
Yeah.
And I thought we had nothing to speak about because
I thought
we'd covered so much ground. Like, I was doing pig impressions on voice notes.
So,
farmyard animal impressions.
Wait,
were you
right.
Give more,
pause.
Give more
pause. You can't just, you cannot just lead with, I was doing pig impressions on voice note.
So we're in the era of
Dr. Doolittle.
We're in the era of just messaging.
Babe.
And
yeah.
I'm like, no. And he's like, oh, shall we FaceTime? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to lie. Like, I just don't want to. And then he's like, but I do a really good pig impression. He'd obviously had a bit to drink, like, no, in his house
The most I've ever drank in lockdown, I was doing a bottle of wine a night.
Yeah, fair enough.
Do you know what I mean?
What else is there to do? Yeah.
And then he's like, I can do this pig impression. He sends me a voice note. I'm there like, my God, I'm going to hear his voice for the first time. This is a bit, like, major, isn't
it? Yeah.
Deal break. I feel like, especially with gay people, they can look like that and then be like, hey!
Yeah. Like, you're having all this really, really deep chat. Miss Martin!
You slayed that, honey.
Sit down, house down, cat said boots. And then you're like,
literally,
wait.
What the fuck? So I'm like, oh my God, what is this voice note going to be?
That is so funny.
Oh, cut two. Do your pig impression.
Oh, I can't do it, my throat.
Please do it.
Oh, please.
Ash.
Right. It's good, isn't it? It makes me go really red.
Wait, actually, so good.
Are you hard?
Yeah.
No, Ash, whatever you're about to say. Whenever you're about saying, oh, actually.
That's actually...
No, it's good, too good.
No, it's and really good.
Say,
no, Ash, to the point where I'm like, do you...
Did I grow up with pigs? Was I raised
not
by a family
of pigs? Not that. Do you partake in strange cosplay?
Cosplay as a pig?
Maybe.
Oink, oink.
No, but like, imagine though, you're speaking to a guy, it's going really well, and then they send you that... We're in the heat of lockdown.
I don't know if I'm going to go
to Lidl and die.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the last thing I need on my plate. Honestly. Like, I can't cope.
That is the last thing you heard.
Honestly.
I'm going to go to Lidl and die.
But I'd rather that than listen to the boy that I'm fancying and really getting along with.
No, it was so bad because I put my neck out on the line there because I was like, I'm going to send this.
I put my neck out on the line.
I put my pork out on the line.
I threw my snout in the ring.
Wait, Andrew, I'm dying.
Honestly, it's so embarrassing.
What I want to know is the thought process.
Yeah, fucking
same. Were you just so almost like comfortable?
No, right. Yeah,
I also feel like you know you can. He's a mess.
Look at this boy. Have you seen his content?
Yeah, he's going. You were like, if anybody's going to like it,
it will be this one. Like, he doesn't take himself seriously.
At that point as well, because initially I didn't tell him about, because at that point I didn't really have like too many followers, but like, people would know. But I was like, it was still a bit weird if I gave him my Instagram. I had like 20,000 followers, which is not a normal amount.
No, so I agree.
Then he would ask questions. So we spoke on Hinge for a bit, and then I like slyly brought up what I did. So then, after about like 2 weeks after us speaking, is when I basically like showed him everything. And I was like, right, he's gonna never speak to me again because like I'm a fucking loser who's like making TikToks in my bedroom.
Best believe I spent weeks just watching every single one, like going back, because I was paranoid as well.
And were you like
is he speak about my pig impression? You know, like if you're a TikToker,
is he talking about my pig impression online?
Like people pay good money for that.
No, but you did the pig impression after you'd seen that, because I think you saw that and thought, oh, he's a bit weird, he gets it. Like,
Yeah, probably. I think I probably was like, this guy's a weirdo. God. It's fine. It's a safe space.
Right. I could do any barnyard animal. And he'll enjoy it.
No, I did a horse as well. I can't do that very well.
No, please
I'm not gonna
stop.
Do that now,
but...
Because my cheeks go all like... Yeah.
Oh, like...
Yeah.
But then, anyway, so I'm
humbling experience.
I see the pig impression and no word of a lie. So, like, we've been speaking for what? Like, maybe like 3 weeks at this point.
Yeah.
I then went on a date with another boy. Like
yeah.
a walking...
Can you believe you told me this like 6 months later? I was heartbroken.
Like a lockdown walk day. I know, but purely because I was like, right, we've been speaking for so long, who knows when they're going to lower the boundaries and I can like go back to London. Like, is it going to die out? He also just oinked at me. Like, what's going on here?
Also, I'm guilty of doing this. Like, I can get excited about someone. Mm. I'm quite a sucker for a love bomb. Like, I want to really be into it for ages. Yeah. And then I'll deep what I'm doing and I'll say, okay, I've just put all my eggs in this basket immediately. I don't even know this person.
Yeah, so
I still need to be, like, dating because I don't know.
It was lockdown, so it wasn't even like you could go... Like, by a date, I meant we walked around a reservoir. Like,
fine.
And we had to, like, drive there in separate cars because, like, we couldn't...
I'm still convinced you sucked him off in the reservoir.
No!
I don't believe
in the reservoir!
That sounds so, naughty.
Why have we never done that?
That sounds naughty.
Meet me at the reservoir. Yeah.
Not as in death.
Reservoir.
He likes a bit of danger.
Yeah. Lord knows, I love it.
Oink, oink.
Bitch.
No, but then, like, after speaking to this guy, I was like, oh, even just, like, and I'd never met Andrew in person, but even that just was like, oh, no, I actually really do, like, have a connection with Andrew.
The other guy was good looking. He was a good looking boy.
Of course he was. I'm fucking gorgeous.
I followed him on Instagram as well. I was like...
Did you?
No, I already had been before.
I was about to say, not me, the saboteur.
Let me meet him at the reservoir. Yeah. See what happens. If I get lucky.
But then, yeah, like, we just continued speaking, and it kind of would, like, have days where it was like, what the fuck are we going to talk about? But then we'd check in and be like, how's your day been? Oh, I've done nothing. It's like,
me and you now, or you and the other guy?
No, me and you. Right. Yeah, yeah.
I can't keep track.
No, I pretty much, like, as soon as I met this guy, I was like, right, I prefer you, even though I'd never met you.
Oh, thanks.
Sometimes you do, yeah, it's all so romantic from you, honestly, Max.
You were the only one I was speaking to, you bastard.
Yeah, as it should be.
But sometimes that it does take something to need that, you know, when you're like...
At this point, it had been, like, a month of talking just via message, like, right. One pig impression. Like, there's not much to go. Like, I'm not going to put all my eggs in that basket.
Right.
No, fair play. Yeah.
But then, I wouldn't have carried on.
You need to shut your mouth because what?
But then, like, a few weeks later, we heard that the restrictions were going to be lowered.
Right.
I was like, right, I found somewhere to live in London, moved there, and we met. Our very first date was, and bear in mind, there's a lot of apprehension leading up to this.
Right.
Because we've been speaking for ages. I had just been to see all my friends in Newcastle that were still at uni, and I said to them, like, I'm going on a date with this boy tomorrow, like, and I think he's going to be my boyfriend. Like, I could
Did
just
you?
Tell. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Really?
I don't know, they said that. No, I remember you saying, like, I remember you messaged me at the time being like, oh, my friends think you're really good looking. I was like, oh, okay, still good with the ladies.
When I did that.
Also, but... I also we'll touch on that.
Ooh.
We'll rewind on that. But, fuck, what was I going to say?
Oink,
oink. Oink, yeah. Let me just oink and hope for the best. It worked for Andrew. That's what I was going to say. I feel like when somebody is telling their mates about you, that's a good sign already.
Yeah, that's right.
Like,
I remember
they obviously
that.
Are interested enough, think you're lit
He's
enough.
Proud enough to say
yeah,
it
to be
people.
Like, oh, I'm speaking to someone, blah, blah, blah.
Keep
yeah.
In the shadows. Yeah.
Precisely. Leaving you in the reservoir. Not today.
But our first date, because it was still like restrictions in that, like, restaurants weren't open.
Right.
Like, I think you could go to somewhere if you had, like, a substantial meal, or was it not even
no,
that?
No,
no,
I think
point?
it was, like, two people on a walk is what you could do. That was, like...
It was, like, no, you were allowed groups.
Oh, you like outdoor dining?
Outdoor groups,
guys,
like
this
picnics.
Feels like a fever dream.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can't believe this happened.
I can't believe we actually lived through that.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
It's bizarre.
So our very first date was a picnic where we literally just sat... Tower Bridge, wasn't it?
Yeah, on a bench.
Andrew was like, I'll sort it. He gets a bottle of Smirnoff vodka.
No, right. Hold on. I didn't really have many options. No, I was like, I'm going to sort it out. I was like, do you drink wine? He went, with lemonade, I do. And I went, oh, for fuck's sake. I was like, I'm dealing with a 15-year-old.
Yeah, with lemonade.
I said, what do you like to drink? He went, vodka. So I went, okay, bottle of Smirnoff, bottle of lemonade, plastic cup. So he sat on this bench. It was kind of romantic, in like a weird way.
Yeah, I think that's like
cold,
a real wholesomely.
Yeah, we just sat there for
the
hours.
The thing is, at the time, it seemed like a big inconvenience because we could only, for the first couple of weeks and then it changed, we could only meet like outdoors.
Right.
And like we would go for picnics, but it was February, so it was fucking freezing everywhere that we went. And like we'd be like drinking out of plastic cups, like shaking.
So
like,
cold.
And like, we would try to do cute things like Andrew is lactose intolerant, so like I like made like
I'm a lactose intolerant pig.
Honestly, it's really not looking good for you, Andrew.
Everyone's clicking up.
The way I genuinely was trying to say a nice thing, and then I was like, that's just so fucking weird.
Yeah.
No, but I made it chocolate covered strawberries. I made him chocolate-covered strawberries with, like, lactose-free chocolate and, like, brought it to our picnic.
Oh, that's cute.
Little things like that, because we couldn't really do anything.
Yeah.
And at the time, it was kind of like, fuck, I wish we could go... We'd always talk, like, oh, my God, I wish we could go to a bar, a restaurant.
Yeah, a sauna,
but at the same time... But looking back, it's like we kind of got this really rare opportunity to get to know each other on a very pure level. With
I completely agree.
I wouldn't change it for the world.
No, so we got very close very quickly.
Yeah.
And at the same time, so like, I was working at L'Oreal. I was growing in like following and everything, mm-hmm. but I never had earned any money from it.
Right.
So like, I was on a very basic wage. He was unemployed, hashtag unemployed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we couldn't really afford to do anything like fancy.
Right.
Anyway. And then,
but also that's so like that is literally.
It was lovely. It was really
nice.
Yeah,
when we speak about it, it's like that's actually crazy.
I think that's so wholesome because you both met at a period of life where you were just
and didn't know what was going
to
happen.
Yeah, you had nothing to lose at that point because you're just figuring out who you are. Like I actually love that.
It was cute. Oh, it was although on the first date you've missed out the part that he literally spoke about himself the entire time. And you'd expect nothing less, would you? Like, you could probably tell that.
I mean, I knew.
But I could tell you were nervous. He said to me, "Was that I was not nervous." I was like, "You were," because you were just speaking so quickly, just like
there was so much building
your whole
up
life
to it.
Story.
I never really got nervous for dates because I would always go into it like, "Fuck it, if it doesn't work out, who cares? It's just one night." Whereas with this, I wanted it to work out, and I'd never gone into a first date with so much expectation for it.
Right.
So like waiting for the date and then it being the morning of and then me getting ready. Do you know the first words? Do you know what? I've just fucking remembered.
Oh, shit, I know what you're
going to
say.
Do you know what?
Right. This paint did a really bad
I worked at L'Oreal, so I got, like, loads of free shit all the time. I was also in my era where I was, like,
you're
discovering...
You're in your James Charles era.
Do you want to get fucked? Right. I was
oh, really?
No, I never had a James
Charles
era.
What, like a full beat face
no.
every day?
Shut the fuck up. No, I worked at L'Oreal, so I was like, I'd never really even
worn
like...
You had access to powders.
I'd never worn like concealer before. I'd never worn like... But I got all this free shit all the time if I went into the office. So I was like, oh, powder like makes you not look sweaty. And I always look oily. So I was like, as like a dumb boy at that time, who like didn't really understand. So I arrived at the date.
You went to the date looking like a bag
Mama.
Of bicarbonate soda.
Because you were using foundation powder. So it was literally like...
I didn't
like,
know what anything
it was. Like full face, like
so
without contour.
I got
it was
off
a
the
lot.
Tube and I was sweaty because the tube is sweaty. So I got out and before I went to meet him at the meeting spot.
Baby.
At the reservoir.
When the clock struck 12.
He was baking in the corner, like.
Yeah.
No, I like whip it out of my pocket, put it up, not even looking at what I'm doing, just put it all over my face. This like thick powder that I don't realize. The first thing that he says to me, first words that come out of his mouth, I'm like, oh my God, hi.
He crossed the road. I remember we met and it was like, I said, wow, you're wearing a lot of makeup, aren't you? And
first
I was like, the
words,
first thing,
before
not even
saying hello.
Oh, wow, you're wearing a lot of makeup. And they went, oh, shit, fuck, that was so rude of me to say. But like,
imagine my shock as well. As someone who, like, has never really worn makeup before.
I would have disintegrated.
It was
the spot.
So
There's
rude.
No way.
He was really wearing a lot of makeup. Like,
yeah,
I'm not
because
at that point, were you not just like, oh, my God,
I was to
look at the mirror.
I was like, I need to see what I look like. I was, like, looking at myself in the phone, like, trying to literally, like, lick it off my face.
Okay, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
Not you. That's
you went, well, yes.
No, but then what? Oh my God. No,
oh,
Ash, God.
I was mortified. I was
I thought about that for weeks after
because
like,
I was just trying to be like, I was like,
so
oh, I
horrible.
Hope he doesn't think that I'm like
not
sweaty
that I
or nervous.
Care that you're wearing powder like that. But I was nervous.
It was almost like that brain fart.
I just said what I saw and I was like, makeup. Oh, wow.
And now I know him. He does shit like that all the time. But at the time, I was like, oh my God, he's really rude.
No, I'm wearing it now. So
yeah. But then. I was going to say, you're both bloody glistening right now. What the hell?
Charlotte
Tilbury. Wow.
And then we sat down and it was all good. But yeah.
You're also one of the few couples, I think, that made it out of lockdown.
Oh, yeah.
Because
often a lot of people don't survive when the clubs reopen.
No.
And also we had an added layer of I'd just blown up. Like,
right.
He got recognised for the first time
on
our date,
our very
it?
First date. I'd never been recognised.
So I took
no.
the fan picture.
Did you make a TikTok about that?
Yes. I made so many dates. I made so many
TikToks. I just remember
TikToks
you went up
about...
and did a... You did a piss behind a bin. Remember
yeah,
you filmed
and I was
yourself,
filming
and I
myself.
I could see him. Can you imagine me sat there? He was like, I'm going to go to the toilet. I could see him with his phone in the distance. Like, while he's doing...
Filming
can
himself through the piss.
And being like, I'm on a date with a boy. And I was like...
I like documented
it. Did that ick you at all?
Yeah, massively.
Oh, really?
Like, all
but
of
Mama,
that did.
After
I was,
the pig
I like
noise.
I like it enough that I can, like,
let it slide.
Put it in a box in my brain and shut the door.
Yeah.
After the oink, he didn't have a hoof to stand on.
Yeah, well.
A trotter.
A trotter.
So, you know what? Like,
I'm only saying it like that from now on. Because you do not
have a
trotter to stand on. That's really good.
But it was great. Like, I look back and it was, like, so much was changing in my life. Like,
yeah.
The very first time that I got, because I was dealing with, I had 1 million followers, get this, and I hadn't earned a single penny from social media.
I remember you told me that once, and I was like, I can't believe
it's wild.
that that's the case.
And I've worked as my in my day job at L'Oreal, seeing what influencers do, sorting out like campaigns for them and stuff.
And you
like
had
that.
A million followers.
And no, I did not understand.
Met, you
I had more
what,
followers.
450k or something.
Something like that, yeah.
And he was getting what, like £60 for like a brand deal?
Brand
something,
deals. I was doing brand deals
wild.
By 50 quid. Because I just saw it as like, I have a job. Oh, I can get extra money on top of
anything
that.
Anything I'm getting is extra.
I was like, slay, that'll pay for a couple of drinks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. I had that money, so it's like brilliant.
100%. You're thinking, we're rich. Yeah.
We've hit the mother lode.
Literally.
No, but like, I had no idea. So then cut to, I get to a million followers. And I'm seeing in my day job, these girls get paid like thousands of pounds for like showing off a hair conditioner. But I would always categorize it of like, they are beauty people though. Like they're beautiful. They have something
they have
to offer a brand.
To sell
what
as well.
Do I have to offer a brand? Yeah. I'm just this bumbling idiot who like posts on nights out and like shares my life.
Your content back then was like
wild.
Like,
oh,
I feel like it was also more niche because that at that point, I wouldn't say like now we live in a world where there are so many comedy creators and personality creators, blah, blah, blah. I feel like that wasn't a thing back then.
It was literally, I'd say like me and GK, Barry.
I was going to say Grace was like, doing it.
And I remember she got signed to a management and she posted a TikTok and she was like, I've been able to quit my job at Costa. And I was there like, what the fuck?
No.
Not Costa,
how
sorry.
Full circle. Yeah.
No, but I remember seeing that and being like, oh my God, that's crazy. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? So we can't like, because she was like me. I was like, oh my God, maybe I can actually do
and
something.
And you're like, oh my God, I can buy more than three extra bottles of
honestly,
Smirnoff.
Yeah.
Literally.
So I like, honestly though, so I think I literally tweeted like, guys, I don't know if anybody here knows anything about like influencer, if they can help me in any way. Like I'm looking for a manager. This random woman who worked for this like random agency that doesn't even exist anymore messaged me and she was like, hey, like I love your content, like I'd love
to help
you out.
Oh, she the one that managed Drag Queens?
Yes, yeah, she was so lovely. Her name was like Hattie or something.
Put her on blast.
No, sorry, her name was
Queen. Her on
camera. Her name was Queen.
But she was so lovely and she helped me get my first ever deal, which was like, and we literally, didn't we? Because at this point, he'd been with me through
was
all
that
this.
Yeah,
I did
one
for, oh,
don't know why.
Mama.
Yeah,
Mama, it was for an electric scooter company. Do you know the ones that are like around London?
Baby.
I used to love that.
Oh, yeah.
As in like a lime one, like the one they are
similar
rapid.
To that.
Can we say the name?
No, just leave it. Because we might, they might come through with a brand deal sometimes.
They might come back.
It was
but like, it was hell to film.
I saw a different side of you that day.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Oh my God, it was scary. I was behind the camera like.
The deal was for like thousands of pounds. And bear in mind, at this point, my wage was like £1,500 a month or something. I'm living in London. I had no money to my name. So to get this, we were just in my kitchen crying
together.
Yeah,
we were literally, sobbing. Oh, it was Eurovision night. Remember, we did a Eurovision party and I made like Greek food because we're doing like culture shit.
Oh, yeah. Stop.
And then we were in the kitchen. He got this thing through and I was like,
email
I could
through.
Not believe, because bearing in mind, I was still unemployed at this point. So when I saw that number, I was like.
That's it. The trifecta.
It
was mental. The deal was for like three TikToks, reposted it in all of it. But I was like, I don't give a shit. Like,
this
oh my
is
God.
Amazing.
I could not fathom it. Like I called my mum. I called everyone in my family.
We were
sobbing, like, because I'd gone from working out. Okay,
oh stop!
How am I gonna like? Also, I after that year in London of being an intern, had to go back to Newcastle to finish my degree. And obviously, I wasn't working as an influencer at this point, so I'm worried.
Even while you were doing the TikTok, that was still while you were doing the content thing.
Yeah, so I was worried at this point, thinking, I'm going to go to Newcastle and I'm not going to be able to afford to come back down and see Andrew all the time, so we're probably going to have to break up. So that's genuinely, I know. No, but I was like, it's... No,
okay.
No, but I had a conversation with you about it at the time, didn't
I? No, I do remember.
So I was like,
don't put that out in the universe.
No, but
it's
I was
fine.
I was so worried, because I knew that I liked him so much, and I was so worried.
And you know that you don't want it to be that fizzle thing.
Newcastle is far.
Like,
and the cost of trains is like 150 quid return. Like, I was like, I can't afford that. And
I
then,
couldn't.
And then
this, no, Andrew. He's just winking for a living.
I was just in the sky, strutting about.
Oh God.
So then
this comes through, and I'm like, this for me was like life changing money. This
totally.
Like changed the game for me. So then, and then it was kind of a trickle effect from there. And then we became officially together. As soon as he saw those dollars, no,
you could cheat on me a million times. million times.
Baby, let's do it.
We'd already made it official before that came in, I think. Yeah.
I had no idea that you two had been together for the whole journey then. Yeah. Like,
from the start. Because like, I had...
Wow.
I was gaining followers.
I'm not a gold digger, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
I was gaining followers. However, it was lockdown. So, like, no... Right. And I didn't work
you
in the
You had no concept it almost, of what it was.
It felt like an app on my phone that I was winning points on. Like, it didn't even
To me, it was still Musical.ly as well. I was like, the kids, it's just for, like, 13 years.
Right.
I was floored. When someone came over on our first date and asked for a picture... I was floored.
Really?
First of all, I was thinking, COVID, don't stand too close to me.
Put your mask on.
But I was also like...
Ew, cuties!
But it was mental. So, yeah, we've literally been... And then, obviously, I went to Newcastle. Then it really took off for me. So I was in my third year, and I had to be down in London all the time, didn't I? Because I was getting opportunities to, like, do red carpets and, like, interview people. So I was then ultimately like, right, I can either look at my week and go, shall I go to that lecture or shall I go and do, like, a Radio 1 red carpet? Fuck me, what am I going to do?
Right.
So I dropped out of uni in my final year. Parents are buzzing. Woo.
So
Were they actually...
They were very mad until I said to them, look how much money I can get if I do this. No,
good
but like
for you.
No, but
maybe.
Like because my parents' worry was this is.
I think
this.
Also there's no concept
for?
To parents of
sense.
What is
yeah,
this.
Like, exactly.
My dad has no idea what I do.
No.
He just tells people.
We love your dad.
He's such a king. But he honestly like. That's not their generation.
No, I feel like my parents are still kind of like
trying to get their head around it. And he's like, you know, oh, you know, Ash, it just sounds like you're doing amazingly well. And then I'm like, what do I do? Not sure. But I think it's very successful. Yeah. People tell me you're funny in the street and stuff. And I'm like, that's so funny because of course they have no concept of it.
Why would
like,
they?
It's a completely different world.
I barely had a concept of it. And it was my day job.
Yeah.
What? Like,
yeah,
you don't
though. A little bit alarming.
No, but I remember thinking exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't even come from like a world where I didn't know it at all. Like I was performing.
In the entertainment industry.
I was always in the industry in some aspect, just not in that side of it. I still was like, wait.
What the hell? Yeah.
What? I remember like some things coming through and I just laughed. Yeah. And I was like, that's not true. Yeah. You're not really
it's
offering
crazy.
Me that.
It's
ridiculous.
Like, that dumb?
Yeah.
So then I was like, I'd be dumb to not take this opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I explained that to my parents. I like said to them, because I went to a different uni before Newcastle. Then I did 4 years at Newcastle, got to my final year and then dropped out.
Yeah, so, like, question. I mean, like, you were quite near the end to be
fair.
Yeah, so,
I was
just kind of like,
a couple months away.
Just do it.
But it got to a point as well where, like, I'd go to my lectures and people would notice and then I'd feel really awkward and it would be so uncomfortable.
Like,
I'd had to do a presentation in front of a lecture. And, like,
and that's humbling in itself.
Right, and they're sitting there like, come on, then, like, the Apollo, let's go. And you're like, what? I'm just trying to get through this degree.
Need that.
My God, that's so weird.
And then since then, it's just been
But
like,
it's all been okay. It's all worked out.
It has.
But, okay, so, Andrew, what the hell were you doing?
Good question.
I was literally just with the farmyard animals. I was at, like, you met me at a weird time. I had no idea.
What you wanted to do.
So I did psychology and neuroscience at uni. I enjoyed it to an extent, but I was like, there was just, I don't know. I was like, I do not want to do like an actual career and this is not for me. But and then I was like, don't know, I just was sitting about twiddling my thumbs and I've just got the most innately lazy gene in my body.
Miss Mama.
The same through my family, my brothers are the same.
But that's so funny because you don't come across that way to me at all.
Well, I've hoodwinked you.
Oh my God,
he had to drag me out of bed this morning. I was like, really?
You are the Pied Piper, Andrew. What the hell?
I was just in like a weird funk. I was like really depressed.
He was very down about it and I think, because he just met me, and I was getting all this success, he kind of felt ashamed about the fact that, like, he did... And it's not really anything to be ashamed about. A lot of people leave uni.
You were just at different stages.
Yeah. I just was not at
people
the right...
leave uni, especially during lockdown, and they're like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? Like,
I feel like most people leave uni like
that. So much was happening for him so quickly that kind of just became... Naturally, and
became
it was such
like
wild
world,
things.
It
was like, became just like, okay, this is what's going on, but then obviously then I'm putting myself on the back burner. I was helping him film and doing all of that, which I didn't resent you for doing whatsoever, but it was just kind of like... I didn't allow myself to be like, what do you want to do? Like, where do you want to go?
And I would ask him all the time that we would some of our biggest arguments, like earlier, our only arguments early on was like me going, what do you want to do?
Right.
Because I will
and
help
And I could
you.
Not like, speak about and it. And it was couldn't like even, such a like trigger
really?
Point that I was like, I can't even talk about it because I didn't know and I was just shutting him out because I was like, I don't want to go there.
Yeah. And then you're almost just like, why are we talking about this? Yeah. Because really, in your head, you're know. Thinking,
yeah.
I don't know, so I don't have an answer.
I had no idea. Yeah,
it was
like,
so frustrating yeah. for me because all that I wanted to do was help him.
Right.
And to like,
bless you.
Like
I'll
help
go
him find a job.
I'll with you, I'll do this. He was so
I was like
going to
like prepare him for job interviews and all this shit because like, I just really, like, I pretty much paid for, like, everything early on.
Right.
Because why wouldn't I? I'm in a very fortunate position.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
he's,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
struggling.
And also, I feel like couples, especially when you get together when you're a bit younger, you do go through these, like, phases of, like, naturally,
fuck,
whoever is earning a bit more or has got their feet...
Yeah.
together first, they take the reins.
And, by, like,
and then, like, you just flip between
well, I'm glad that's the case.
Each other's head.
And by, like, paying for everything, I mean, like, a Deliveroo.
Yeah,
we didn't live lavish.
You weren't living lavish,
I wasn't getting the Amex.
No.
No,
but then eventually you... he kind
you,
of,
another one. Yeah.
Please.
Another one. Thank
well, you. You started to meet a lot of the people that like I was, like, working with and stuff like that, and he found, obviously, the industry very interesting. However, didn't see himself being, like...
I was
forefront.
So conscious as well, like, it was your thing. It was, like, it started your thing. I was like, I
yes.
do not want to tread on your toes. I don't want it to be weird between us. I don't want other people thinking that I'm, like, trying to get in on your
or
thing.
Or riding off the back of
exactly.
something.
Yeah,
like, that's a horrible
thing. If I met him and I was, like, I was at a point where, like, I was, like, starting to get success and then he was like, oh, well, can I get in this?
Yeah.
Or, like, can I... That would have been
and
a red
I was
flag
so
for me.
Deathly
yes.
shy, like, back then. Yeah. I was so anxious. I was like, I do not want to be in front of the camera. Even if you were doing a brand deal, you're like,
right.
I need someone with me. And I was like, do not ask me.
He
like, I do,
do
not want to be doing it with you.
Really?
Like, ask another friend. I was like, please do not... I just felt, like, uncomfortable about
very,
it. Like, it's
very,
not my space.
He was. You could see his whole body would, like, seize
and
up and couldn't
up.
Even, like,
I hated
speak.
It.
Like, the fact... If you told him that he would be, like, on a podcast, like, 3 years ago...
I would have shat on the floor.
Oh, there's no way that he would...
Really?
I'm not, like, a shy person, like, in day to day, but it's just
a
something
in front
about
of the camera.
The camera coming out, I'd be like,
he would
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
I could
yeah.
not. And I would be like,
that's
you're
so, funny.
So confident. Like, he would meet my friends and be
yeah.
so confident. So I couldn't comprehend that he couldn't do it. So
right.
Like, and then I realized that that similar thing would happen when he would came to like looking for jobs or like
right.
going yeah. to job interviews. He would
say, he was
pressure,
just a
like,
confident
in like a private
thing.
Environment, I felt like eyes were on me. So, like,
yeah,
yeah like an interview or whatever,
mm-hmm.
or like this. I would just be like, I can't speak. Like, I just my brain would
right.
just be like a humming sound. I'd be like, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Why no?
Yeah.
Also, he's 2 years older than me, so I think he felt a little bit like
right.
insecure about the fact that oh, this guy who's 2 years younger than me
right.
is like doing this and
oh, you're
doing
really
that.
Put me on blast.
No,
like,
yeah, yeah.
No,
do you know
you
what?
Went, you old pig. Fuck.
Yeah, he said no.
You gross pig. Old mother.
Yeah.
No, but
yeah.
I'm trying to like
little piggy bitch.
Worthless piggy bitch.
No, I'm trying.
He's loving it. And I was paying for everything.
And I,
no, but I'm trying to set
incredible.
The scene. I'm trying to set the scene as to why you were behaving that
no,
way.
No, I know.
It wasn't
yeah.
like
was just tapped.
Meet seeing you now.
To be quite
you
frank,
were just clapped. You were in your clapped era.
Yeah.
Seeing
no.
you now, you can't imagine you behaving that
I've
way.
As in,
way.
Even
like,
you telling me this is
yeah.
so different
yeah.
to
and
like.
It's like a full
your,
year.
The couple that I know you to be. Yeah, because I feel like I met you.
Like. For the better, I think. I think it's just been, like, it's been hard. Like, I think you doing this, I found very hard when I was in that state because I was like, oh, my God, it's so much attention and focus. But I actually think it's been the best thing for me because
yeah.
it's really just, like, throws you in the deep end.
All it does is make you go, shit, well,
yeah.
I need to do something.
I need to get
damn.
My shit together.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So then you got a job, didn't
So then
you?
I was working, I was doing, because I found the whole world interesting,
mm-hmm.
but I still was, like, very much, do not want to be in front of the camera. So
right.
I was working in social media behind the scenes, which I enjoyed. And at first it was like... One of the jobs I did was, like, taking influencers on a trip to Corfu. Like, literally, within my first week I started,
no.
I was like, this is wicked. Like, how fun.
It worked for this brand and, like, he managed all their socials.
All their socials,
right.
like, which was, like, it was really fun for, you know.
It was
know,
really cool.
Yeah, it was a good opportunity.
Especially, like,
we'd been ordered around, like, the influencers...
Oh.
I don't know if any of them will
See,
be watching.
I find
this,
it fascinating.
I got them on Instagram, but they're well, nice girls. But it was like
no.
being like, I'm
"Speak
managing.
Your truth, Mom."
Like,
yes.
They were being like, "Can you clear up the glasses?" And it was like, "Oh, okay,
oh.
like that's not."
Whereas,
yeah. they're like, "Can we get
like,
content?"
I feel like we don't realize, like our group that like typically get brought on trips, that we are a bit rare in that.
We would
because
never. Can you imagine
we
being
would
like,
never.
Some
never.
Of like the older like beauty influencers and stuff, like
right.
they,
oh, they were all fashion girls,
like
Instagram
right.
girls, but not TikTokers.
I think because we don't take ourselves that seriously, we would. never be like to the staff on a trip, like, oh, can you just like sort this out? Like,
as in if anything, exactly. That's clearing can the tables at the end, being like, can we help? Exactly, yeah.
Get me another wine, please. Can you get me another coat? It's like, I would, would naturally offer to do it, like, if it felt right. But yes. It's like to the NBA, can you please, my glass is empty. Can you, oh, they asked me to clean it up. Like, can you wash up our glasses? Because we've run out and we need new. I was like,
wild. Okay. Like, you are adults.
No.
Like, they're literally, all of them are older than me. Yeah. All of them.
And then what happened when one of them found out that you were with me?
Oh, they just all became like, it was very
all
much
of a sudden. Hey. Yeah.
They were like doing TikToks at the table, like, get in it. And I was like, oh, okay.
No. Yeah.
And these girls were nice girls, they, don't get me wrong. They
yeah,
were lovely.
But also it's interesting to see the shift in people.
Yes. So, oh, my all the God. Time. It's like yeah. so clear as day of like yeah. what's going on here. But
yeah, so we
I can't believe that.
So we had this job and then you had a TikTok account, didn't you? With like a few posts. You maybe had like 20-30k followers on it, just from like
just doing like stupid
just like right. every now and again, not even like trying right. to do anything, like a video with me in it or whatever, never thinking. And I would say to him all the time, like, you've been with me for like a year and a half now, like even
yeah
longer than that. I know you're not with me, you met me before this happened, like the look,
why don't we both just do some fun bits,
like,
yeah.
I got like the luxury of going on all these trips, like right. getting to meet
yeah and you
people.
Wanted me to come with, and they were kind of like, probably they don't want to pay for me, obviously, if I'm not doing anything
yeah.
myself. Like, what's
yeah,
the value
yeah,
of?
Yeah,
well, I was
yeah.
just like, we have such a luxurious, like a privileged, like, a job.
Yeah.
That if there is any way to possibly get that,
yeah,
a little bit,
totally.
Go for it, it's not
so
going to last
it's
forever.
So fun, and now I'm like, what the fuck was I playing yeah. at? Like,
I think, can you
like, honestly,
imagine?
We literally went away, we went on a trip to Disneyland for my birthday, what, like 2 years ago? And or a year ago.
Was that like yeah, your like, first yeah. one?
A year ago, literally a year ago. So we've yeah. been together for like nearly 2 years.
Yeah.
And he just posted a video of me like in Disneyland or something. Posted it, it got like millions of views.
4 mil. I did like, 3 videos got like over 2 mil. And it was just like, for me, I was like, what the fuck?
And he
right, all the because, Disney content that yeah, you were yeah. doing back then.
And he got to like 100k yeah. followers yeah. out of nowhere. We get back from this trip.
Yeah.
My management are like, has Andrew, no, somebody else's management.
Someone else's management.
Reached out to you and then wanted to sign him.
Why?
Yeah.
And then I said to my manager, I was like, listen, Andrew's been approached by managers. Like, would you consider signing him? And they were like, we wanted to sign him since
he had 40K or something.
Since he had 40K. But he told us at a party that this is Max's industry.
I don't want
to overstep.
No, because that's exactly what I would have done.
Yes.
You
don't want to seem like you're trying to get
him. And it's how I genuinely felt as well. I was like, it is your thing. And I was
yes.
that was at like you were hosting TikTok awards or something, and I was like, I want to be there
right.
to support you, I don't want to be there like trying I don't know to, yeah.
And
like,
also the last thing you want it to do is come in between as
us.
A couple
exactly.
and be like, oh God, we have problems because now we're both doing the
exactly.
same thing.
People always say like you don't necessarily want to work with your partner,
yes.
like it can be
yeah
a lot, you know. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I think our work is very rare in that
yeah.
a lot of it is like doing great things. Like that's
totally
like, how crazy is it that we get to say like,
yeah.
oh, our job this week is that we're going like on a trip. Like
yeah.
that's not normal.
And if,
like,
no.
if I wasn't doing it, and for a while when I wasn't doing this side of things, when you would go on trips for like a week at a time, like quite off, like back to back sometimes, it'd be like, so I maybe wouldn't see you for like a month, you know, if you're
right.
aware, like, I can't come with you on anything. And it's like, it's just a, like a long distance relationship.
Totally.
And also he's and working 9 to 5 and then I'm going out to an event at night. So.
I was yeah. going to say, because then events are in the evening,
yeah.
if that's what
so
you have
to
do. So
it would be like trying
yeah.
to find
so like,
the crossover was very difficult.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I was like, just starting off, like, I don't want to miss any events. I want
right.
to go to everything. Like, so we almost wouldn't see each other that much.
No.
So I was like, listen, if we started to work together,
yeah.
or like, we don't really work together, we just have the same job.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was like, we'd be able to do so much more stuff, like go on so many more
totally.
Dates together. Like,
the thought of you not being on a trip, Andrew, is like mad to me
yeah.
now.
Yeah,
I know. It's like, we've got a nice
brings us
there.
On to Austria.
Miss Moore.
Guys, our trip to Austria. So, me and Joe touched on it quite a bit.
I did watch that. I was like, this is going to be good, because it was right after it.
Yeah, it was
yeah.
straight after. So everything was like so fresh in my mind. But to be honest, that trip was that chaotic
so
that
much.
Any amount of time could elapse and I will never forget.
Yeah.
Never forget. We had the funniest experience, guys, at that trip. So basically, what was the infamous pear incident?
Right.
Oh,
well, how did it start? Do you remember
baby,
the exact...
I know everything. Okay.
How,
well,
did it start with the store cupboard?
Well, it started just with the...
It was the broom closet.
Without context.
It's so weird.
It was Colonel Jeremy in the broom closet.
And the reservoir. With his trousers
on. Little piggy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, basically. And you know what? When I said, when I spoke about this with Joe, I didn't properly say the story.
Yeah.
Because I was a bit on edge about...
Yeah. He was in bed, wasn't he, at this time, when it all
happened? Current situations. Who was?
Joe wasn't there, the actual pair.
Yeah, Joe wasn't there. No. You two were the ones that were there. Because by this point, right, we had been drinking for 30 hours straight. Yeah, I dread to think, right? There was a man at the bar.
A gentleman caller.
A
gentleman at the bar, right? And he, the whole night, we were basically like... I can't stress to you, ski holidays are clapped. Sorry, they are clapped. So much goes on ski holidays. I thought, in my head, right, I haven't skied since I was little. You're the same. Yeah,
you skied before, so you're a liar. I thought you
No,
the first
I haven't skied since I was little. As in, I mean, that was my that was my
skied,
first
right.
time.
You're not Kiara King, you're not a George
No, Clark. No, I no, see, as yeah. in.
You're not out the womb with fucking...
Oh, no, to me, skiing was for, like, the heir to the McVitie's throne. As in, like, I'm not... That was not... I wouldn't dare... When I was growing up, to ask my dad if we could go on a ski trip.
Crossed my mind once. It was not even a thought process.
He would literally.
You were doing them sometimes. You weren't like, you know,
like a full, like season.
No, I went with school. I went on school trip.
Yeah, you did the
thing. And I think that's
different. It's a
different.
Privilege. It's a privilege.
It is.
Yeah.
As in, like, you definitely, if you grew up with skiing, your family did have a little bit more disposable income. They may not have been rich, but like, I wouldn't have dared ask my dad.
They're rich.
Yeah, okay.
The two best skiers on the trip were George Clark and Kiara.
Okay. They're rich.
The private school girl. The morning school.
Let's call a spade a spade. Right? And I remember, I wouldn't dare. My dad would be like, am I a money tree? Like, yeah, well, what do you mean you want to go to Austria or Baldur's Air? Basically. I got to skiing and I just felt like... God, this is a new world.
Yeah.
Like, it's I have no idea.
Usually you go on a holiday to relax. This is the opposite. It's full system.
No, but it's like so serene when you get there and you're looking out onto the mountains and it's the most beautiful, like, postcard thing.
Snowy landscape.
Like, it's so pretty. But then it literally, the moment the alcohol hits, it's like hell on earth.
And then all of a sudden we all put our trotters on and just get absolutely in the trough.
Yeah.
We were just, it was chaos.
Yeah.
I can't, what I said to Joe was, I can't believe, one, that it's allowed.
Mm.
Right? How is that legal?
Like,
to be
you're all drinking and then doing a heavy, dangerous
you were
sport.
You and Jack were drinking from, like, day dot, weren't you? Like, the second we got there, you were we were a little bit more sensible, because I feel like you were the finger hand shoes or whatever they're called.
Oh, no, we were sober for that.
Were you sober for that?
Yes.
Oh, shit, okay, my bad.
I was just...
I thought you'd had a shot of, like, tequila before.
No, I had nothing. I was just high on the slopes. As in, like,
the altitude.
Jack, the altitude.
Jack must have.
Jack. No, it got to the point where I don't like being bad at things, especially sports.
Yeah.
Like,
you were quite competitive.
As much as I have my little, like, heeled booties on and my tiny catsuit.
Are you very athletic?
I'm good at sport. Yeah, yeah. So I was like, But I was like, I can't get here and be shit. And I know I'm going to be shit.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need to really take in these baby slopes and give it all I've got.
And the baby slopes were babies, weren't they? How small were those baby slopes that we were on? They were literally
when I saw it, I thought, because I'd obviously been skiing before.
Yeah.
So usually, like, a baby slope is obviously, like, not a high incline, but then they have this, like, conveyor belt that brings you back
up.
We convinced ourselves we were going down back.
When I got there, we were all on a public footpath. Going down.
It's true, though.
The incline
was like, you'd really have to propel yourself.
There was
it was mental.
And then you would all, like, go down this random drop at the end, get to the bottom, have to take your skis off, and they're like, through the hills and
we spent more time walking up sidestepping in our bloody...
We were all miserable. I got there, I was like, why are you all having a horrible time?
We were exhausted, because there was so much to, like, carry your slope...
Oh, it's horrible.
So
I couldn't believe that they had you doing that.
What was the name of the instructor? Bruno.
Bruno.
And Bruno liked
and
you.
And the fact that,
all the men out there liked her.
There's something in your posse that was
The you pheromone. Had the pheromone.
There was a very particular West London pheromone that I must have given off, right, in Austria. And for some reason, everyone lost it.
The Austrian men had never seen you.
I found a video that we've not spoken about since of you getting out the car and the guy comes to open the door and he runs around to be like, let me open for you.
And then he went, ooh, they definitely don't do this in Croydon. I was like, wow. And I remember getting out the car and him saying, I have a day off tomorrow.
Yeah.
You want me to teach you how to ski? I said, yes. Yeah,
take me now.
I said, wow.
Bear in mind, there were multiple women on this trip. Yeah. Every man who came across Ash, it was like he'd never seen a female body before. No. Like, they were offering their wives dead.
No. Children, oh, yeah.
Oh, because you know they had full families about all of these men.
What else are they doing on that mountain?
Yeah. Defo. Like, as in, the man at the ski shop popped a bottle of champagne when I went for my ski fitting shoes.
He did, the one that looked like a burn victim.
No, because that one, do you remember that one he was saying about Me Too?
Yes, he did.
Ash, remember one that was talking about Me Too that time? Do you remember at the end?
Oh my God, he was saying
something so problematic that we were there like...
The men were extremely problematic. Yeah, this one man spent 10 minutes talking about how Me Too is a bit of a hoax.
Yeah. And you were like...
Me and Andrew, we're just jaws to the floor, like, what do you mean?
While he's putting your skis on, having a bit of a fear.
Bear in mind...
No, but also trying to move
one is rough and tumbling my feet about, right? He's literally, like, getting me in my gear. He's like this. You may as well be, like, slapping me up like a little calf roast turkey. He's like this. Yeah, I just think Me Too's a bit much. And I'm like,
where do we go from here?
Yeah, like, what do I do now?
It was a lot.
It was just hilarious. So basically, okay, so now that you have all this
context, here we are.
You have the backstory of, basically, I'm irresistible in Austria. For no reason. And I only wish that could be the case here, because it's not, right?
Come on, you get attention.
Oh, but
from
not...
the crackheads.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
I've never seen
crackheads.
A human being get attention like you did in Austria. It was abnormal.
As in, I kept saying to you, I'm going to move here.
Yeah.
As in, there's no way I'm not moving here after this.
You'd have, like, 20 husbands. Yeah, it'd be great.
It'd be tea. I'd be waiting on hand and foot. I wouldn't have to do anything. Like, it'd be great. So I remember there was this one particular man at the bar, right, who was cute.
He was quite dishy, wasn't he?
He was quite dishy.
He was really good looking.
And obviously, by the time we'd had a day of drinking, by the time we saw him, we were always...
We'd had the meal, we were fucked.
We were fucked.
We're doing shots at the bar.
Every single time. Because that place would turn into a disco when we get back to the hotel.
Yeah, because also to set the scene, we got there before the ski season started. So all of the bars were empty.
Obviously.
It was just us.
Yeah. I cannot explain.
It was just us
on the mountain. So we just stayed...
Thank God, because the way
I'm sorry. Also me thinking I'm the most irresistible guy in Austria. I'm the only one there. No.
We didn't put two and two together.
We didn't do the math.
So
I was the only one there.
That's so funny.
That makes so much sense now.
Kiara King was there. She's a stunning girl.
Yeah, that's
true. Taken queen. She made it clear.
Yeah, that's true.
Turkish
pheromones were coming off of her.
Lord knows. That's very true. But yeah, so basically, again, another asset to this ski holiday is that everything just turns into a rass-up party.
Yeah. Chaos.
Like, what you thought was a really gorgeous, rustic, snowy, like...
Tavern.
That you would have, like, these really gorgeous meals.
A bit of fondue.
Becomes Prism.
Yes.
Becomes
Prism and Oceana by 7 p.m. Yeah. The lights come on.
Like, the discotheque, it was like the lasers.
I couldn't believe that.
Smoke machine.
There was one singular smoke machine.
At one point, when there was working overtime.
When there was this woman asleep, but she was in a cloud of smoke.
We were blowing the smoke away. She was there like
this. I came with my torch to try and find her. And then the locals, and then the guys behind the bar that leading to Ash's story were like, she's our number one local.
She was like Lady of the Manor, wasn't she?
Yeah. Apparently she was Lady of the Manor. Bear in mind, we turn up from this meal, we're all ready to party. We've seen the laser beams from a distance. That's where we need to be.
Absolutely.
We've walked over and this woman is just dead
asleep.
Yeah, in all her ski clothes, in a cloud of smoke.
wild.
It was wild.
Because we didn't realise for ages that we were partying away, and then we're like, there's a lady that...
We were just being feral around this woman, and she had no idea.
Jack was going feral. Jack was doing, like, the
Colin,
was
you
out.
Barb.
Oh, my God.
We all had one of these on,
yeah, we all
guys.
Were wearing Miss Barb.
Yeah.
We were all wearing Miss Barb.
Oh, dear.
And basically, I kept saying to the bartender, it just got to the point where I'd obviously fixated on him in my mind by this point. Yeah. I'd been like, we're lip sync. So I went, oh, can I have another shot? He was like, yeah, do you want to come and do a shot with me? I was like, thought you'd never ask. And it just went on and on. These lot, obviously, all they do is egg me on.
So, oh, but we were like, please,
yeah,
pull
you
your pussy
like, please,
out.
Come on, give her another shot. Go behind. Where are you going to take her?
We have to live vicariously through you, though, because we can't do that anymore.
So right.
You're a single lady.
Yeah, so you two are actually my ops when we're on holiday.
Literally.
So I keep going. I didn't tell the full story with Joe, but now I'm telling it because it's so funny. I basically, it's clear, me and this bartender are looking at each other, and we're like, we want to lip.
There's a vibe.
Yeah, there was a vibe. He's going, I can't lips you here. I'm on camera and I'm at work. I'm going to get fired.
This is so funny.
I'm thinking, what can we do?
What are the options?
What are the options? It was so funny that in my head, there was no option to not lip sync.
No, it
had like,
to happen.
Anybody else, any normal person
would have been like, okay.
Would have gone, no worries,
you're on the clock.
I said to him, what are the options? Yeah. We then, he goes, you could come into the store cupboard with me. So I kept...
Well, I'm there.
I know.
I'm back in the smoke.
I kept going in and out of the store cupboard with this man, right?
Your hair tousled each time when you cut out your...
it's in disarray like this. And we weren't doing anything mad. We were just lip-syncing.
No, yeah.
Sometimes we were having cigarettes.
Yeah, you came out with like fucking stinking of smoke. I was like,
having
what
a drink
you doing
together.
In the store
like, yeah. And they kept going, Ash.
How big was the store?
Right.
I didn't see
where do you
it.
Keep disappearing to? Because in my head, it was like Narnia's wardrobe.
Oh my
it was
God.
There was so much going on in there, gosh. Right? We come out. And it's a running theme the entire trip, isn't it? That I kept saying to you, boys, how do I secure this man?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I need some sugar. Like, what do we do? I need something.
We kept trying to strategize, but it never quite worked
also,
out.
Also, like, everywhere we'd gone, they were smelling the pheromones. Like, it was very much the vibe of, like, oh, Ash is getting ploughed this trip.
Yeah. Snow ploughed.
That was the general consensus. It's like, oh, like, if there's ever somewhere that Ash... is going to get laid.
It's here.
It's on this mountain in Austria. That was like the given of the entire trip.
A lot of these men were very attractive men.
Oh,
they were like very...
gagging
like,
for it.
Right. I just couldn't work out how I wasn't
securing
managing
it,
to secure it.
Yeah. Because
there was always something happening.
Because she was fucked every time. She was just like, you were a mess. You were so fucked. You were living in a different... So you'd be like, I need to fuck.
No, but no, then, right. We
wait, what? You go.
No, we
came to the conclusion on this trip that Ash is obviously like a beautiful woman who has so much going for her, like all the boys are like up for it. But when she's had a drink, she turns into a gay man.
Yes.
In the sense
she
of
is a homosexual.
In the sense of this bartender's looking at her and he's going, oh, so should we go to the storeroom? And she's going, yes, boots.
She's
going,
Mama!
She's like, oh, Miss Mama!
You're
going to
pull me a Mama. You were. Because I said it, and you're like, it's clicked.
It's clicked.
What's going
on. Oh, that's why.
I had a huge life revelation that trip.
Yeah.
And that was, I'm a gay
you
man.
Are a gay man.
All my friends
and
are gay men.
And that's why we love you so much.
I party like a gay man.
You do.
Come 2 a.m., I have a wig on.
You've got, you've got a bob on.
I've got a bob on.
You're doing the splits. It's just...
I was on the course, it's not working out.
They're like, and also with the language barrier a little bit as well, you go like, yes, Mama, booster. How, and it's like, what
they're
to them? They're going,
she's having
Simlish.
A stroke.
Yeah. She's insane. What is Boots the House down?
Oh, my
How
God.
How do they decide for that?
And basically, the funniest
so
story
good.
That came out of
oh
this was, Max and Andrew were with me live and direct for this, right? I basically...
Wait, you need to set the scene.
No, okay. It was the end of the night. It was late.
It's the end of the night.
We've been in our bedroom. Everyone has gone to bed. It was us three just in my room.
Spotify playing at the TV.
Spotify playing at the TV.
By ourselves.
Yeah. Ash has a red bob wig on. And bear in mind, she takes the bob wig off, she's looking at herself in the mirror, gushing up, and I'm going, oh, she looks a bit unhinged, but like, do you know what? She's pulling it together.
Did you say that?
No, you were thinking that. We all looked. By this point, we'd all had the wig on and off multiple times.
Yeah, the hair was everywhere.
We were sweating.
It's like 3 a.m. We've been sweating. It's all over the place.
Than we've been casting. Yeah. Sure, it was.
So, Ash. She'd said to this bartender earlier that night.
Oh, nice. That.
The key.
She'd said to him earlier that night, so, like, what's going to happen then? And he'd gone, like, right, well, I can meet you at your room, like, if you want me to. And Ash takes this information, decides to not tell him the room.
I didn't give him one clue, guys.
You kept saying, meet me in my room. You never told him the room number. So he had no idea where he was going.
No.
But you were still in there waiting.
He had no number, no coordinates, nothing. As in, he had no information. He said, I'll come to your room. And I was that fucked. I went, I'll meet you in my room.
But also, his shift's over for hours. We're up in our room partying for at least another 2 hours. Yes. At least.
So, he's found out
where your room is. He's used his initiative, God bless him.
He has.
Found out which room you're in, gone to knock multiple times. Obviously,
nobody's there because I'm with these two.
She's
with
got a red wig on. She's Sharon Osbourne
in the
corner.
What else would she be doing? Oh, my God.
And then we go, and then Ash basically comes to the realisation. She goes downstairs. She puts her nice boots on.
She was like, this is my final opportunity. I need to close this deal.
Yes.
This is the last time.
Yeah.
She puts her good boots on. She gets the tits out. She sorts her hair out. She goes downstairs. And we're like,
I still look dishevelled.
At this point, we're like, right, okay, you're looking good. Okay, so go down, go and find him. We'll wait at the top of the stairs. You go down and go and find him.
Bear in mind, these two are like my gay fairy godmothers at the top of the stairs. They're like this. I can't put one foot in front of the other. I'm like this, downstairs. I went, yeah. They're going, go, like this.
Because everyone was like, I need this to happen. It has to.
We'd got to the end of the trip at this point. Everyone had been throwing themselves at you. We were like, how have you not secured a deal? Like, this is it. It needs to happen. So you go down. And
also, it is silent because it's like, what, 4 a.m., 5 a.m? It's so silent.
Oh, no. I can't think about it. It's making me want to die.
We think that we are being so inconspicuous, but of course, he can hear us trudging down the stairs.
He heard the entire pep talk upstairs. He heard everything.
He heard the boots come on.
Yeah, everything.
He heard the zipping up. So Ash goes downstairs and it's not him. He's not there behind the bar, but the receptionist is there. He was also another potential suitor.
He was less attractive after you as well.
He was a bit less attractive
than he was less attractive.
We're in Austria on a mountain.
20 kilos deep, you're taking that you can get.
At this point, it's 4 a.m. on the last night. Beggars can't excuse us.
Fräulein, she needs a schlock. That's what she needs.
Ash is going, right, okay, so I'm gonna... She goes out and we can hear everything, obviously. And she's like, where's... again, talking in code. Where's Matey Boy from behind the... And he's probably thinking, who is Matey Boy?
What the fuck is a Matey Boy?
It's not his first language. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? And you're like, the bartender, you're like, oh, he's gone home. Like, he's finished his shift. And then you're like, oh, you come back to us. And then you're like, oh, he's finished his shift. And then you're like... But he's quite fit down there. And then we're like, okay. Bear in mind, yes, this man can probably still hear that we are saying.
Because their English is quite good, to be fair.
Yeah, it is.
So we're like, go back down. Like, you can do
go
it.
And fuck him. Go now.
And then all that me and Andrew
I can't bear it.
You clip-clop over there.
Ash is saying, I don't remember word for word. But I remember it.
I remember. But what are you doing? He's thinking, are you fucking mad? You spent the whole night in the store cupboard with my colleague
smoking fags.
Yeah, smoking fags and lifting him.
Like, are you joking? And he went, I think I did. I ask for a sweet treat.
No, so you weren't. You weren't.
You know, yeah, because he denied you of that pleasure.
He denied me of that.
Denied her of that pleasure. So then you were like, well, can we get some food? Yeah.
No, and the way that he shut you down,
like, where's open? You're like, we need food.
And so you were like, so what are you doing? And then he went, I'm working.
Yeah.
And then everyone, fuck me.
And then you were like, oh, but like, could I like hang around here with you or something like that? And then he was like, no.
Denied.
And I literally.
Your world crumbled.
By this
you.
Point, I thought, I can't go up empty-handed. This is hell. So I went, okay. And then I thought, what else do we need? We're starving. Yeah, yeah. I went, do we have any food? Like, can we get food?
Get something. He went, everything's closed. It's 5 a.m. in Austria, like, obviously.
Everything's
and
closed.
And then he went, what did he say to you? But here.
He went.
He walked. No, he came out from his desk.
Yeah.
But at this point, me and Andrew walk a bit down the stairs because we've just heard him basically say, fuck off. And we are like, we need to see this because this is brilliant. And we were also like, do we need to swoop in and basically tell us, right, you need to come
back. You need to come back.
And then all that we saw was him walk. He like put his arm around you and we're like, oh, something's happening here. He slowly walks you over to the other side of the room where there's this table. And he grabs a pear.
To the fruit bowl.
From the fruit bowl. From the blood clot fruit bowl. And went.
You couldn't write it. It's too stupid.
Do you want a pear?
And you took it.
And I took it. And I took it.
And we've got this amazing video of Ash looking disgruntled.
We're going to insert the video.
Please.
You are like, hold it. You go, Fräulein. Oh, like, God, is this
God, it's this pear and no cock. And we were, guys, and it's just these two in tatters.
We're howling.
Oh.
Everyone's sound asleep at this point, but
it was these two at the top of the stairs in tatters, just videoing me coming up with one pear.
A single pear. And then you made that edit of her and the Real Housewives holding the pear. And it was like the entrance.
That was the best moment of my life.
I've watched that video because it brings me joy, like genuine serotonin every single time I watch it.
I mean, it brings me nothing but trauma.
I'm sure. But we laugh at your expense. Oh. Fine. Thank you.
Which is absolutely fine. I can't.
So funny.
It was so funny. I'm sweating because I've been actually getting so worked up thinking about it.
You've been transporting that.
Yeah. Oh, I have a little game for you too.
Come up with a game.
Yes.
Miss Mama.
Right. A prerequisite to this game is you two can't fight, okay?
We might struggle.
We'll say about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a game of Mr. and Mr. Okay, so you guys can answer together, you can answer on your own, whatever comes to mind, okay? It's just a who's more.
Yeah. Right. Should we do it like we both look away and then we say at the same time who we think then?
Do we need to look away if we're going to say
no,
it?
No, we don't.
Time? Great idea. Great idea. Again, or just say it.
Yeah.
Okay. Who asked who out?
Oh. Well, this is controversial,
I think.
Okay. Well, we'll answer. Yeah, okay. Well, 3, 2, 1, me.
Andrew.
But
however.
He forced my hand. I'll be honest.
He forced my hand.
We'd had conversations and Andrew was like, I want to ask you. And I was like, okay then, fucking do it then. What are you waiting for?
No, we didn't say, I want to ask you.
No. We've had conversations. We've had conversations.
Question number one, fail.
In like the days leading up to like whatever. And you'd said, I want to ask you to be my boyfriend.
Well, because I felt love. I kept doing it. We were like watching a Marvel film and then I've been like, I can't say that because we hadn't asked each other out yet. It wasn't like official yet. So I was like, I want to wait for that first.
I get that.
He took me. He planned a day where we went around because like I said, when we first met, we went on loads of picnics.
Right.
So we planned a day that was quite cute. We went to very cute, sorry. wait, didn't I plan it?
No, I planned it. It was like taking you around to all the... No, that you're thinking of different days.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, took you around to all our like iconic spots that we'd like.
That's really nice.
But then I fucked it because we got so fucked. Like, we were so drunk. I don't know how it happened.
Because we had like a drink at each stop.
And so then it got to about 5 o'clock and it was like, I wanted to do it like sunset time.
Bear in mind, we'd been to Tower Bridge, London Eye, all these beautiful spots. And then we're sat on...
Now listen, let me explain. Let me preface. So the whole point was to go to all these places and then finish up on Tower Bridge where we had our first kiss and obviously where our first date was made up. And I was going to ask him on the bridge where we had our first kiss to be my boyfriend and say I love you, right? Cute, right?
That's gorgeous.
But in my drunken state, I fucked it. I took him to the Millennium Bridge instead. And I was like, I'm not at the right place. So we're walking then. I was like, sun's setting. This is not correct. I'm not like, we were just rat ass, like absolutely fucked. So I was like, shit. So then we ended up back in Soho because I was like, where am I? Like, I've suddenly forgotten London. I was like looking at the map, like, I don't know what the hell's going on. We end up in
Soho.
Not
back in Soho.
There's like that dingy wall that's
where
in Soho.
Where there's like telephone boxes. If you're on Freedom, the street that it's on.
You know that street?
If you just go down.
I know it well.
It's full of like urinals.
I live there.
Yeah. Urinals, yeah.
We've all had a piss there. Like,
yeah,
it's just that
100%.
We're sat on that wall that's covered in bird shit.
We had to climb a bin to get onto there. Matt tried to climb the bin, fell over.
It sounds like what it is.
No.
Climb
onto a bin to then get on the wall.
It smelled of shit. Yeah. There were flies. It was like so gross.
No, was this where you asked him?
Well, so then he was saying stuff like, so... And then he changed the topic and talked about something else. And I could see what he was trying to do. And I was like, we spent every day together. Like, we know what's happening. Just act like, why? So then I said to him, I grabbed it.
Oh, but were you just thinking, I fucked it and this is not how it was meant to be?
I might have to wait till another day.
Then I grabbed it. I grabbed his hand. I went, Andrew, I went, I love you. And that's how, so I told him.
By the bins.
Yeah. Yes. It's going to make me cry.
So I told him.
Oh, honestly.
So that was us saying that we loved each other for the first time. And then off the back of that, he went, and will you be my boyfriend? So like, I teed it up because I knew that he couldn't. I was like, fucking hell, come on. No, but
fucking
It's quite funny though, because when we walk past that now, we're like, that's where we became official.
And we walk past it often.
Like, we're there.
Like, you know.
But I'm also like, I think there's no better way for you two to commemorate
it's kind of perfect, really,
a chaotic,
we're not romantic, really, are we? Like, if I did it that way,
I think that's so cute. Are you not romantic?
Yeah.
Why did you say that?
I'm definitely more romantic than he is.
Just can't be fucked. Like, I always, when Valentine's Day comes
around.
He's one of those. I don't believe in it. Do you know what I mean?
That's so consumerist. Like, twatty, though, isn't it?
No, I really get
that. Of course it is, but you can say that about anything, right? I'm not celebrating my birthday. That's just a consumerist.
Then all of a sudden on his birthday, he's like, shower me.
Do that. I did nice things for your birthday.
No, yeah, you always do.
Guys, the fact that this was question one.
Sorry, sorry.
And I said,
I knew this would happen.
Talk shit.
Sorry.
Next. I already know the answer. It's so funny because I know the answer to most of these because I feel like I know you well. Who's the most hellish hungover?
Oh.
3, 2, 1.
Max.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Absolutely.
1,000,000%.
Panic attacks, don't I?
Satan.
Do you get... You're Satan in a man's suit. Do you only get anxiety when you're... Do you get it hungover more so?
Horrifically, like to the point where... I sit there overthinking every single thing that happened, knowing that I wake up the next morning and be like, oh, no, it's fine. Like,
it's fine. Yeah, right.
It's literally lives inside my body. And then
he says that he describes his anxiety like that. You're like, I can feel
it. Like a person.
I can feel it coursing through my body.
Really? Yeah.
It's horrible. I'm full of it.
So a couple of weeks ago, I went to my parents' house and you were supposed to come. And it was like... 6-7 o'clock when I went
right.
So by that point, like the hangover's calm enough that you can do something.
Yes.
I went, can you come? He was still a fucking disheveled ball on the sofa with literally just his underwear on going, I can't come.
I now have too much anxiety in my body. I take glucose tablets when I wake up now.
Oral rehydration, everything.
Taking Dioralite,
They are lit though, to be fair.
So good, so good.
The way that Jack will... plunge those into my mouth.
They really are.
I'm always like, and he's like, Ash, trust
me. Yeah, it tastes horrible, but yeah, they're good.
Yeah, I would have said that answer. Yeah. Who's the biggest gossip?
Go on, ask. Do counts down.
1, 2, 3.
Andrew.
Me, I'd say.
Ash,
maybe.
This boy...
No, fuck
you. I would never have said that.
No, you wouldn't.
It wouldn't... Day to day, no. And I would normally
just
say
with
you.
Me.
But I just
he
remembered
sit,
why
this
you...
Boy, this boy will sit, scroll in his Instagram, it'll be someone that, like,
really?
He worked with once and they were really rude or something, and he'll be like, God, she just deserves to die, doesn't
she? No. That's never happened.
Cancel.
She deserves to die. But no, I think I did it yesterday. I went, oh, that girl. I went... God, she looks fucked. And it's a girl I've met once that I have on Instagram. No, but right. I was like, why did I say that?
Well, it's just unfiltered.
You know, when you're with your partner and it's like, it's just...
He's so comfortable with me, obviously. I'm not going to, like, ever put him on blast.
Yeah, also you. Yeah. Andrew just said,
yeah. And he'll look at me and go, that's really horrible.
I literally sometimes say to him, I'm like, you are horrible, but, like, nobody knows.
But I'm really, like, you know, you always say, I'm a nice
guy. You are such a good boy, but I wasn't expecting that.
My Scorpios, I don't even
it's very
that,
much
like, the funny Scorpios thing.
The funniest thing is it's very much about people. Yes, like thing. It's very much about people that he's like half met one time that like right. mean nothing to his life.
Yeah.
And he will slay.
It's always just because I look at my thing, I'm like, why have I followed this bitch from the fucking smoking area four years ago? Oh, why is she still here?
I agree.
But then I keep up still. I'm like, oh god, she's gotten fat.
Yeah. My god, she's gotten fat.
No, you're definitely a gossip. You are way more of a gossip than I am.
God, I'm...
No, people really think...
The thing is,
people think
he just doesn't... When we get home, he doesn't care about anything. Like,
I don't.
You just
want
to chill.
If it was up to me, we'd, like, live on a farm somewhere with the piggies.
Oh, I'm up for that. Yeah. I'll do it.
I'm well up for that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, give me a little outhouse. Be a little pig.
Who's that, Daddy? Oh, yeah. This is some lady from our past.
Yeah, yeah.
She comes to say...
And it's just me and your
outhouse.
You've
not heard the tale of the...
of the Austrian princess.
Oh, God.
Okay,
oh.
Who wears the trousers? Right, 3, 2, 1.
Max.
Yeah.
Defo.
But... Yeah. Actually, no, I have no butt.
There's no butt. Don't save anything. Don't try and save it.
Yeah,
okay. No, oh, this is interesting. This is interesting. Who's the best looking?
Oh.
You bitch.
3, 2, 1.
Andrew. Of course he's going to say
okay, well think, done. Right answers, boys. Right
I think
answers.
I think when we were met, we were a lot more even keeled. I think I've definitely let myself go.
I've let myself
go. Oh, God.
No. Like, also, Andrew is like the typical like dark, handsome, tall, like everything. So I can't really compete with him. He's mine at the end of the day. So
ain't it?
Down there.
And you both said each other, so this makes so much sense.
Exactly.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, who's the most embarrassing?
Oh.
I mean,
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah, 3, 2, 1. Yeah,
what? Are you joking? Have you seen his content? Yeah. And also, just like,
I feel like I'm a lot less embarrassing now.
You are like, you're in like the Jack and Ash camp of like when you're on a night out, like you guys don't give a fuck. Like you make noise, which I love as well.
Hey.
You're a mess.
Well, yeah, right, that's here. True. Yeah, no, that's like, true.
You
yeah,
guys
I'm
have,
right here.
You don't give a shit. Like you don't.
No,
care.
We don't give a shit.
I respect that about you guys a lot, but when he does it, it cringes me out.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. Like, just calm down,
we've
be
been
quiet.
On a few nights where it's when I tell you it's like cat and mouse, and it's just Max going feral and Andrew going, Max.
Yeah, rein it in, yeah.
Rein me in. Yeah. Stop, because you'll be there with a waiter with a wig on the table. Like, please.
And Max is like, this.
Yeah.
Like cucaracha,
like you just get fucking mental.
I do.
We're definitely not well when we're together.
No,
we all enable each other.
It's a great group. It's a great group.
Do you remember that, sorry, in Austria, that restaurant that was deathly silent when we went to it in that hotel?
Hell. And
it was
supposed to be so fancy. And I'm every 2 seconds going, you fucking
bitch! Oh my God.
That is the moment I was like, shut that, kicking him under the table. He was getting annoyed at me.
Yeah.
He was like, do not silence me. And I was like, I have to silence you.
Yeah, do not silence me. No, we were at a bougie restaurant. One of those where, like, I'm convinced the couples that went there were all just
do
doing
share.
Paid extra
yeah.
work.
Oh, yeah. They were AI.
They weren't real. You know when, like, you look over at a couple and you're like, they have not said one word to each other the whole time they've been here.
They were staring at us the entire time. Like, literally the entire course of their meal.
Yeah.
Three courses.
Everyone
they were staring at us.
Just
they
like did, this.
Yeah.
And we were like, this venue is not for
not
us.
For us
like, Jack was like voguing. Like, just kind of, to be fair, I don't blame the staring.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we were a mess, so fair. Okay. Who's more thoughtful?
Oh, okay. Right, go on.
Three, two, one.
Andrew.
Both of us. Okay.
Oh,
I actually
okay,
think,
nice.
I was going to say me instinctively, but I actually do think Max, when he does a thing, he really does think it out. Like, if you want something on a day for me,
I like
whatever,
surprise. I like to like surprise.
He really like goes
like,
there, which he's thoughtful in that way. Around the house day to day,
yeah, definitely.
Like, you're not thoughtful.
You're also a little chef.
Yeah, he would never do that for me because he doesn't have the skill set.
No, I've tried to.
You do not possess the vernacular.
Literally. No, I tried to. Do you remember that time I like actually put effort in cooking for you, and you came in, you walked in,
the curry.
And just said multiple things that were wrong with it, and I stormed off, and I was like, "Well, fucking finish it yourself, then."
No, I tell you what it was. You made rice that was waterlogged rice. Yeah, rice can be hard.
Waterlogged.
It was literally like soupy fucking because he just boiled it in like so much water.
It's been in the reservoir. He cooked it in the reservoir.
I tried to make rice like you make pasta,
and I was like, "It doesn't."
Just boiling it.
I get that.
You can
right.
Yeah, I've seen you chef it up. Yeah, you're good. You were there with a chicken last night. Was that you at 11 o'clock?
I honey roasted a large chicken, basted it, made a gravy at 11 p.m. last night.
We need to do like a dinner party at our house.
Why don't...
That's majority
like such a shout. Oh, yeah,
yeah, like me. Like, we genuinely do.
Why don't
like
we do
me,
that?
You, like Jack.
Just the
Joe.
Just. Yeah, the chaos yeah. Group, literally. Basically.
That's Mason. Such a shout.
Mason. Oh my God, Mason. Oh,
bringing the margaritas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's such a shout.
We need to do it.
Yes,
okay,
sorry,
let's
please.
Do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do one night.
I'd love to cook for you lot. And I feel,
I would
like,
love
you,
that.
You're always in the kitchen, I'll get you soon.
As in, we can join forces. I feel like that would be so good.
That's so iconic.
Okay, yay. Okay, who's the most likely to get caught watching porn?
Oh. Oh, right, go for it.
Well, I've got a story for both of us, really. But, yeah, 3, 2, 1, me.
Me. Oh.
Wait.
I thought he was going to say me.
No, because I don't know if I can say mine.
Don't say your story. Well, I don't know what it is, but the fact you hesitate.
You have to say it now.
When I was a lot younger, like... Do you remember the days of, like, Omegle and stuff? Like, chat roulette?
Oh, God,
I was on it. God knows who I can't
and
remember if it's man or woman.
Everyone just
used
to have their knob
to.
Out on it.
Yeah, but I was there. I was doing it. I don't know why. Yeah. I don't think I've ever said that.
Oh, you were just there with your knob out.
I think I was like, you know, when it was like you're getting groomed at 13 and you're on
Omegle. Oh, yes.
That was me.
And I just discovered what masturbation was. So I was like, oh, look at this thing, and they're doing it on here.
You're like,
this is what seems appropriate. A 50-year-old man is telling
me. This doesn't look like biology class.
And you're thinking, this is a fun game.
These men would use like videos, and this was in my straight era. So they'd use videos of girls. In like bikinis,
oh,
like
to
on there to lure you in, and then they'd film you and like use it.
No
I think,
way.
I guess.
Do you think someone
personal...
out there has
oh,
it?
They will
100
oh,
million.
Has a video of you
of
playing with your little dodger when you were like small?
Yeah, me and my friends, like we used to Skype. God, I'm old. I'm showing my head. But
no,
we'd
no,
Skype
I remember
and, like,
the
screen share, and like we'd be like trying to find girls on Omegle. But
yeah,
they were all
I remember
men, like,
this.
They were all men because what fucking attractive lady needs to go on Omegle and talk to a 13-year-old boy?
Yeah,
of,
they
of
don't.
Course,
I mean,
it's a paedophile.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
a
nonce.
Yeah,
that's a nonce. Oh my God. Well,
so,
why did you think it was you?
No, my mum walked in on me. That's where I was going.
Oh, your mum walked in on you.
I slammed that laptop shut. Oh my God.
Story.
I don't know if I. Yeah, I have told you this.
Probably.
It's a long time ago, but she came in. When and I've sorry the microphone probably yeah. I'm really like I slammed that laptop shut and I was like and she shut the door and then went downstairs carried on cooking dinner because she was, came up to ask if I wanted to help her cook. I then come down sheepishly like 10 minutes later with my erection tucked in my waistband.
I bet you never spoke about it.
No, I was like, do you need a hand? And she was like, yes. And then we didn't say a word.
Thank God.
So mum, if you're watching this. Sorry.
Yeah, your intuition
quiet.
Was
Let's
right.
I'm not speaking about it.
Agreed. Still have kids
Jesus
about
Why
it.
Did you think it was you?
I just thought he was going to say me, because like, I'm more,
You're
like,
a bit more
sexually,
flat.
like, horny. I guess.
Are you? Are you hornier?
Sexually horny.
Yeah, sexually horny.
I feel like I'm up for it more than you are.
That's the most virgin thing you could ever say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sexually horny.
I'm sexually horny.
Sound like George Clark there. Yeah. Well, he probably would say that. Yeah.
Miss Popper. Okay.
I'm going to piss, sorry.
Who's more needy?
Oh.
3, 2, 1.
Me.
Max.
Defo me.
Okay.
1 million, like, trillion, gazillion percent.
We're not even the same
Okay,
realm.
Fine.
Because I'm self-sufficient.
Yeah, again, one of the main reasons...
Self-sufficient.
One of the main reasons I wanted him to do this job was so that I would have him with me all the time.
At home.
When he would
clean.
Go off...
Yeah,
when he would go off to do his job, I would call him, like, 5 times a day.
I'd be at work. I'd be on my lunch break. He'd be having a meltdown about something. I'd be like, babe,
just
I have
like,
to go back
to
work.
Home.
He'd be like, why?
Yeah, I need you here. So much has happened since he left.
Like, we spend so much time together.
You do.
We're good at being codependent, though. Like, we've worked out a way. I think we went through a teething period of it being hell. But now,
Fair.
We're like, we're really good. And people look at us and like, how do you do
it? I don't know how you do it.
It's so weird. Like,
I'm
when
very
I tell
patient,
you,
though.
I'm very emotionally unstable. So, like, the fact that I've been, honestly, though, like, in ways you can't even imagine.
Really?
So, like, the fact that I've been in a relationship for 3 years where we live and work together and it's a healthy relationship.
No one else would.
No one else would.
like blows my mind.
As in me and Jack, even me and Jack.
You meant by no one else would. Fuck you.
No, yeah. Thank but God. True.
Yeah.
But true.
Correct.
That me and lovely. Jack would, as in we literally go, bear in mind we're not romantically connected.
You could
sometimes
be.
We are. Shocking. Yeah. Shocking. Can't believe that. And even when we go on holiday together, sometimes we'll be.
Oh God, we'll where's
be
this
on,
going?
No, we'll be on the plane home and Jack will be like, right. You're not going to speak to me for like ages now, are you? And I'm like, no.
You've got to detox.
You need that, yeah.
We need a break.
And especially, I mean, Jack, I love you, but fuck me. Yeah. You're
Jack's crazy.
Oh, as in he's on 10. He is.
Because you are crazy, but you can, I've seen you calm and you can have like, you know, wind down conversations. Jack is 10 always.
At I feel all like times.
The only calm conversations I've ever had with Jack is when he's discussing how we can get feral later.
Yeah.
He's like,
he's got the blueprint out.
He's like, true. So I've been scouting the area.
I've been having a look. Yeah, this is the radius. So tell me where you guys would like to go. Yeah. Exactly it. Yeah, I actually can't believe how good of a job you two do at that. Like, it is loads. It really blows
together,
my mind.
Like, yeah. You know, it's weird as well. Like, when you're interacting with a group of people, it's kind of like, sometimes it can test the relationship in weird
and
ways.
And when we, like, go on
we're
nights
very
out,
chill.
When we, like, go on, like to meals or something with other couples or something, and they, like, start to argue. And we're like, oh, yeah. Like, we kind of... I feel like we do... Maybe...
We bicker
with each other. Like,
it's never
we definitely like bicker every single day, but it's like...
But we
like,
have
what
to,
was
it's
it
release.
This morning? Oh, my God.
Also,
like,
I find it's like... just
it's
a bit
alive.
Like, yeah, it's a little sexy thing.
Like, literally this morning... I fell out with him because I
so
came downstairs. We were in the bedroom.
So
I came downstairs and I was like, right, we'll go and watch an episode of Desperate Housewives
which,
in a minute.
The fact that
not
this
watched,
is when it's over.
Yeah. The fucking best show.
And then Andrew's like, so right, great. I'm going to go to the toilet up here and then I'll come down. So I sit downstairs. I'm like, right, he's taking a while. He's obviously having a massive shit.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I message
fine. Him and I'm like, right, do you want some porridge? I'm going to make some porridge. I'm a nice person. Look at me being a domestic god.
Yeah.
And I went, no, thank you. I'm having Special K. Don't worry.
Yeah, yeah. So actually, you just said no, thank you.
Okay.
Could have done with that bit of extra info. No, and then I cook my porridge, eat my porridge, full bowl, still sat waiting for him before I play on Desperate Housewives. I'm like, God, what is he doing upstairs? He walks down half an hour later, after I'd shouted him, saying like, are you coming down? He's like, yeah, 1 second. And he goes, oh, I was just watching this YouTube video about this. He'd been sat in bed watching YouTube videos.
I know, not just a YouTube video. I had watched...
the fact that...
the test route for my driving test. Like, I was watching the wood...
the test route.
The wood what? Green driving test route, just to see. I'm not even near doing my test.
No one is.
I watched a 30-minute video of this man taking someone on a route through, just so I could see, because I'm learning to drive at the moment.
But I'm like, I sat downstairs waiting for him, and then he gets down and then he tells me that. So naturally, I'm like... oh, what the fuck? I've been sat here for half an hour.
Yeah, right, so you're
that's
kicking off.
So mad at me.
I was like, just
and
apologize.
What?
And he's going, what the fuck? Did it take 30 minutes? And I went, what? I was watching it. He was like, why? I've been waiting to watch Desperate Housewives. We've got something. I need to get ready. I was like, is it that deep?
I've been waiting to watch Desperate Housewives.
I was like, is it that deep, really? And he was like, so why are you making me seem like the bad guy?
Is to just go, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I didn't think.
This is definitely every gay couple conversation ever.
Literally. 10 as old as time, really. It's just so relatable to people out there.
1,000,000%.
But like, that's like what we do. Like, we don't, we're never like,
so nothing, isn't it? Because you come away and you're like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, like half an hour later, I don't give a shit, it's fine.
Agreed. Like that, I feel like that's so fine. Okay. Oh, the last one. Who's the most likely to do a night in a cell?
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yes. Definitely
like,
Max.
There's been points where I should
where
be arrested.
Where you've been
where I've had handcuffs on.
Where
I
should be arrested. Like, yeah. It's
I'm actually on the run, so everybody
do not post this.
This isn't being filmed, is it? Are we all right? No, definitely.
No, definitely you.
1,000,000,000,000,000%.
You just don't give a fuck as well. Like, I'm so scared of authority. Like, what it actually holds me back.
Oh, really?
Like, really, really. Yeah, I was head boy at my school. I was, like, teacher's little lick ass. Like,
oh, you're one of those. I pretended to be a head girl.
You just gave head girl.
Wow, that was good. No, I pretended to be head girl because they could miss assembly because they were normally doing like head girl duties.
Yeah. Okay.
I was at home. So I used to come really late
it.
And be like, I had duties. And then eventually I got
really?
Caught and they
I
were like, you're not
there.
Yet.
I was doing assemblies on inset days. I had to go in and do
you
like,
were one of those.
The teachers' days, like, when
so
they were just in, I was there going like, leadership is important.
Andrew, you were one of them.
My best mate in school had scoliosis, so I'd just pretend that I had to carry her bags everywhere and not go to lesson.
You what?
If we got caught in the corridor, I'd go, she's got scoliosis.
Oh, and they're obviously not going to say anything to that.
Yeah, I'd be like, I need to carry her bags. I'd be there carrying a Michael Kors bag.
Not the bag, but
Michael Kors. Yeah, Paul's
literally. Can you imagine?
Lugging two bags.
I love them.
Oh, yeah, you gave. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah,
that was so cool back in the day, though.
Yeah, you do you remember when everyone had the J. Norman bag?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now I'm showing my age.
Did you have a Just Do It bag?
Oh, yes. Yeah, but I obviously, I got it wrong because everybody had the mini Just Do It bags.
Yeah, yeah. Did you get...
I had bear in mind, look at my size. I had the one that was this big, had three sections for different flasks. So I had all different types of soups and broths.
That's so cute.
Hell. Just hell.
You don't even know what Just Do It is, do you? Because I feel like it was just. How old are you?
Is this 29?
I'm 28. No, 20, shit. Yeah. 29? 28. No, I just turned 28. 28.
Yeah, I'm 28.
You know when you just turn an age and you have no idea what age to say when it comes around to it? 28.
I'm thinking Nike just.
Wait, how old are you, Andrew? Yeah,
27. We're the same year. Wait.
I'm older than you.
Well, yeah, but we're not. You're a year above me. You old bitch.
Guys, I can't keep going on like this.
We cosplay as 21, though. I feel like we go to these things. 100%. Like,
our colleagues are 18 years old.
All of them. They're turning 20. I'm like, how is this even possible? Yeah.
Wait,
like,
how old are you, man?
25. He's 25, so he's.
I've just turned 25, though.
Do you know what? I've decided, I think at some point, I'm going to turn 26 and then just stay that.
No, yeah, I'm 25.
And stay that for like 5 years, I think. Fine.
The way you do years to 30 is wild.
Don't stop.
Don't shame her.
Honestly,
But 30 feels like a milestone that I don't think any of us have
ever...
I won't be attending that at all.
We'll do 25th birthday when you see that. We'll go back.
Yeah, we have to. Guys, thank you so much for joining me. I literally love these two with all my heart.
We love you.
I'm so glad they joined me. We have been speaking for hours, it feels like. Yeah, literally. Like, comment, subscribe if you're watching. Please leave me 5 stars if you're listening. Tell your nan, tell your granddad, tell your sister, tell your uncle, tell your pet pig. See if I care. Love you all.
I can't.
I hate it. Oh, I'm going to be sick.